The Young Champion, the Roosevelt Elk. They live in the Redwood National Park on the ocean. And you can actually go out onto the ocean and see them wading in the breakers. These are the largest of all the elk in our country. And there's a reason for that. Elk historically gather their harems in the fall. The process of breeding is extremely hard on the bulls. And if a bull has a harem in the Rockies or other places where our winters are hard, they will literally not survive the winter after having gathered a harem in the fall. But the Roosevelt elk lives where winter never comes, where that wonderful forage never goes away. Consequently, these animals are huge, just huge. And we were there in the park, and there were so many, they were gathering the harems, and it was really wonderful to see, and so many of the big bulls. But this guy was just one of those special moments. Driving out of the campground, there was a mound behind the sign that announced the campground and the national park. And he was up on there, stopped, got out, started photographing him. Now, one of the things these animals do to attract the ladies away from the bull that has the harem is pose. And oh boy, can they. And that's what he was doing, this very young elk. He's probably a couple of years old. The rack had gotten very beautiful, but not nearly, neither he or his rack had come to nearly the size that he would. And he posed. And he lifted his head, and he turned this way and that way and showed me how beautiful he was. For about 30 minutes, at least, the material that I got was unbelievable. The connection to him became very strong. And then he turned, and just with all of the grace and poise that he had shown to that moment, galloped away. And I was left with his presence, that feeling that he had given me. And I knew from that moment that in spite of all of the magnificent bulls and how their size was and all of these amazing things that everybody goes for with elk, he was the one that I would draw because he was the one that spoke to me. Now, most interesting about the elk. Now, we're up in Northern California. 500 miles south, these are the biggest of all the elk, the giants, 500 miles south and out onto the Carrizo Plain, which is close to the desert, are the smallest of all the elk, the tule elk. What is it about? Forage and water. The tule elk on the desert suffer from an extreme lack of water and poor forage. So they are very, very small. 500 miles apart. Isn't that interesting? Look at what our nation offers. How marvelous that is. And this guy is a symbol of that.